False doctrine. It's all gibberish. The Yeshuan Radio Network. Be delivered, not deceived.
You've got prayer.
Yeshuan Radio!
Desire that in this Havara that you will find the shalom or peace that passes all understanding dwelling in your mind, soul, body, and spirit, and that you would come to know and understand the instructions that Yeshua left with us to revive us so that we may walk in a place of wholeness, health, completeness, protection, and blessing. May your eyes be open to the truth, and may your feet be guided to the paths of Shalom. There, in the green pastures, beside the still waters, may you walk in His ultimate love and divine protection. You will be surprised at all of the places we have overlooked Shalom's presence, power, and importance. So come with me, and we'll go to a place in His holy kingdom, where you will find a Shalom, or peace, that remains forever. Yehovah's perfect words in Akarai Mot, or after the death, the Torah portion of Leviticus 16 and Isaiah 57. Isaiah 57:14, starting at 14. Then he will say, keep building, clear the way, remove everything blocking my people's paths. For thus says the High, exalted one, who lives forever, whose name is holy. I live in the high and holy place, but also with the broken and humble, in order to revive them, to revive the spirit of the humble, and revive the hearts of the broken ones. For I will not fight them forever, or always nurse my anger, otherwise their spirits would faint before me, the creatures I myself have made. It was because of their flagrant greed that I was angry and struck them. I hid myself and was angry. But they continued on in their own rebellious way. I have seen their ways, and I will heal them. I will lead them and give comfort to those and to them and to those who mourn for them. I will create the right words, shalom, shalom, to those far off and to those nearby, says Yehovah. I will heal them. But the wicked are like the restless sea, unable to be still. Its waters toss up mud and dirt. There is no shalom, says my Elohim, for the wicked. If our Almighty Abba Father says these words are perfect or right, then they must be powerful. And we will see how He Himself uses these powerful words. They are His covenant, blessing, restoration, warfare, armor, preparation, power, and even His very Son's name, Sar Shalom, Prince of Peace. If Yeshua is the Prince of Peace, then He must be the Prince over that kingdom. The kingdom of Shalom is then Yeshua's dominion, and can also be ours. We are to learn to dwell in His kingdom of rest and provision, and use the weapons of protection and armor that are provided there for us, for the battle is Yehovah's. We will learn much about the overlooked gospel of Shalom. Gospel means truth, and we have been putting on the armor of Ephesians 6 for decades. This included putting on the shoes of the gospel of Shalom. But we haven't even touched on or begun to grasp the vast expanse of what dwells in those shoes, or even what the gospel of peace means. We are going to learn what is the truth and message of Shalom. In Isaiah chapter 12, it states that the name is to be proclaimed and that his name is to be exalted and has become our salvation, strength, and song. We are to call on the name, so it must not be hidden. It is being revealed again to us in these last days. Isaiah chapter 12, starting at verse 1. In that day you will say, I will give thanks to you, Yehovah, for though you were angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for Yehovah is my strength and song, and he has become my Yeshua, or salvation. Therefore, with joy you shall draw water out of the wells of Yeshua. In that day you will say, give thanks to Yehovah, call on his name, declare his doings among the peoples. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to Yehovah, for he has done excellent things. Let this be known in all the arets, or the land. Cry aloud and shout, you inhabitants of Zion, for great in the midst of you is the Holy One of Israel. Repentance comes when we destroy our old house, leaving nothing to turn back to. The word meaning peace, wholeness, wellness, and completeness, or shalom, tells us that peace comes when we destroy the authority that causes chaos. To restore our fellowship with the Father, we must destroy our old house as part of our repentance. Then we must enter Yehovah's house to revive our relationship with him. This is clearly illustrated in the shalom offering in Leviticus. If the word shalom means in the original text to destroy the authority which establishes chaos, then there must first be warfare to destroy. And the result of this warfare is completeness, wholeness, health, peace, welfare, safety, soundness, tranquility, prosperity, perfectness, fullness, rest, harmony, the absence of agitation or discord. That would be the peace that passes all understanding spoken of by our Prince of Peace, Yeshua. He taught the disciples about the word shalom and its proper use. So let's explore Yeshua's teachings. As the Prince of Shalom, he would know best about the word and its proper use. First, in order to understand the foundation, we must look to the illustration Yeshua gave us in Matthew 10:1 regarding how we are to enter the house. Yeshua called his 12 Talmudim and gave them authority to drive out unclean spirits and to heal every kind of disease and weakness. These are the names of the 12 emissaries. First, Shimon, called Kepha, and Andrew, his brother, Yaakov ben Zabdi, Jacob, and Yochanan, or John, his brother, Philip and Barthelmai, Mattathew, or Matthew, the tax collector, Yaakov bar Halfai, and Tadai, Shimon the Zealot, and Yehuda of Kerot, who betrayed him. These twelve Yeshua sent out with the following instructions. Don't go into the territory of the Goyim, and don't enter any town in Shamron, but rather go to the lost sheep, the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim, the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those afflicted with Za'arat, and expel demons. You have received without paying, so give without asking payment. Don't take money in your belts, no gold, no silver, no copper, and for the trip, don't take a pack, an extra shirt, shoes, or a walking stick. A worker should be given what he needs. When you come to a town or a village, look for someone trustworthy and stay with him until you leave. When you enter someone's household, say, Shalom Aleichem. If the home deserves it, let your shalom rest on it. If not, let your shalom return to you. But if the people of a house or town will not welcome you or listen to you, leave it and shake the dust from your feet. Yes, I tell you, it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town. Pay attention. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. So be as prudent as snakes and harmless as doves. As you can see, it is something we have read again and again, but we're going to see what it means and how it was meant to be implemented. The disciples were to be as prudent as snakes in being very careful and discreet as to how they entered a town or a house, and as harmless as a dove carrying an olive branch of peace of anointing in his beak. Shalom Aleichem means peace be with you, or may it remain with you. Yeshua was telling the disciples to send shalom into every house or town where they were getting ready to enter. Yeshua told them the sign whether they were to stay there or not was if the shalom rested within the town or house. One of the signs of this happening was if the people received and heard the words being taught. Then they were to begin to proclaim the kingdom of shalom to the people, and the fruit of repentance would follow with signs and wonders. The disciples could then remain there proclaiming the kingdom of shalom, which is described in Isaiah 57, would remove everything blocking their paths and thus bring the healing miracles, deliverance, raising the dead, repentance that refreshes people. Remember when Yeshua was unable to do any miracles in a particular town because of unbelief? There were no seekers of shalom there upon whom his shalom would remain. If you notice, they sent shalom before them, then shalom seekers would receive it and shalom would remain there, and then miracles would break out. However, if shalom was unable to remain in that place and was not received, even the son of Yehovah could do no miracles there. Thus, Yeshua moved on. Then he did as he told the disciples to do, shake the dust off their feet as a testimony against that city for judgment to come upon them. So Yeshua instructed them that if their shalom returned, then there was no seeker of shalom in that place and they were to keep moving. If you notice, shalom is spoken of as a possession belonging to each person. It only returns to the person who sends it. Obviously, you must have shalom to send it. The verse also states that your shalom will remain upon the house while you are there. Let's explore the word and see why this could be so. Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. At that moment, the Talmudim came to Yeshua and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child to him, stood him among them, and said, "Yes, I tell you that unless you change and become like little children, you won't even enter the kingdom of heaven. So the greatest in the kingdom is whoever makes himself as humble as this child. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever ensnares one of these little ones who trust me, it would be better for him to have a millstone hung around his neck and be drowned in the open sea. Woe to the world because of snares! See that you never despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven are continually seeing the face of my Father in heaven." To enter the kingdom of Sar Shalom, you must change and be like a child, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. I think that shalom could be the overshadowing of angels in our lives, much like the shalom angels who watched over the Savior Yeshua when he was born, who announced his arrival. Matthew 18 says that the humble, childlike, trusting seekers of shalom are the greatest in the kingdom. It is the humble, childlike believers who have been assigned angels that behold the face of Yehovah at all times. This is for their protection and guidance so that their feet will stay on the path of shalom. Their angels in heaven implies ownership as well, so this could be the case. Shalom could be the angels who watch over us. Psalm 34:7. The angel of Yehovah encamps round about those that fear him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that Yehovah is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Luke 10, starting at verse 1. After this, Yeshua appointed 70 other Talmudim and sent them on ahead in pairs to every town and place where he himself was about to go. He said to them, "To be sure there is a large harvest, but there are few workers. Therefore, plead with the Lord of the harvest that he speed workers out to gather his harvest. Get going now, but pay attention. I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves. Don't carry a money belt or a pack, and don't stop to greet people on the road. Whenever you enter a house, first say shalom to the household. If a seeker of shalom is there, your shalom will find rest with him, and if there isn't, it will return to you." Notice that Yeshua is talking to the 70 disciples here, when before he instructed the 12 disciples in the same manner. This could be to show us this is not just for the few, but for everyone. 70 is the number of all the nations. Do not enter any house before sending shalom first to destroy the authority that would establish chaos. So peace means war. Before there can be peace, you must first conquer the enemy, prepare the way for the kingdom and its prince to arrive, and remove everything blocking the way of the path of Yehovah's people. So Yehovah created these perfect words to say, Shalom, shalom, to those far off and to those nearby, says Yehovah. I will heal them. He states the purpose of the words in Isaiah 57, clear the way, remove everything blocking my people's paths. And then he reveals the results of these powerful words being sent forth in Isaiah 57. Keep building, keep building. Proclaiming the kingdom in order to extend it. Clear the way, as in send shalom to destroy the enemy's authority there. Remove everything blocking my people's path, as in shalom destroys the power of chaos in people's lives. For thus says the high exalted one who lives forever, whose name is holy. I live in the high and holy place, but also with the broken and humble, in order to revive the spirit of the humble and revive the hearts of the broken ones. As in, Yehovah wants to revive the humble and broken ones. Verse 16 of Isaiah 57. For I will not fight them forever, or always nurse my anger, otherwise their spirits would faint before me, the creatures I myself have made. It was because of their flagrant greed that I was angry and struck them. I hid myself and was angry, but they continued on their own rebellious way. Rebellion and greed are the things that have blocked their paths to Yehovah and to healing. Verse 18, I have seen their ways, and I will heal them. I will lead them and give comfort to those who mourn for them. I will create the right or perfect words, shalom, shalom, to those far off and to those nearby, says Yehovah. I will heal them. There's a lot of action going on here. Yehovah wants to revive the people, show them mercy and forgive them and bring healing to them in order to increase the kingdom of Yehovah by adding them to his family. His kingdom is the kingdom of shalom that passes all understanding. Our part in this is to keep building and prepare the way of Yeshua by sending shalom before us, declaring his kingdom in the places he is getting ready to show up. So we should send shalom before us. It is so he can destroy any authority that would establish chaos in that place, and shalom can be established there. It also creates a place of protection and harmony, well-being and favor wherever we enter. Let's see what Yeshua said the result would be. In Luke chapter 10, he says, After this, Yeshua appointed 70 other Talmudim and sent them on ahead in pairs to every town and place where he himself was about to go. He said to them, To be sure, there is a large harvest, but there are few workers. Therefore, plead with Yehovah of the harvest that he speed workers out to gather in his harvest. Notice that he is sending them to prepare the way for him to enter the places he's about to go. He is preparing for the harvest and asking them to pray that even more people would help prepare the way. The Prince of Shalom is building the kingdom of Shalom for Yehovah. As he goes forth, the authority that establishes chaos is destroyed, and then healing, peace, revival, restoration, and establishment of his kingdom comes, which includes fellowship with our Abba Father. Remember what it said in Isaiah 57:15. I live in the high and holy place, but also with the broken and humble, in order to revive the spirit of the humble and revive the hearts of the broken ones. He says he lives with the broken and humble ones and wants to revive their hearts, the ones that are broken and the ones who mourn for the rebellious and greedy ones. They are the ones who pray for them. Yeshua sent the disciples on ahead in pairs to every town and place where he himself was about to go. Yeshua is the head of the harvest, but we must prepare the way for him by sending shalom and prayer to every town and city and home. Shalom, shalom, to those far off and those nearby, says Yehovah. I will heal them. Psalm 122:1. I was glad when they said to me, Let's go to the house of Yehovah. Our feet shall stand within your gates, O Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of Yah unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of Yehovah. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the shalom of Yerushalayim, that they shall prosper that love thee. Shalom be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and my companions' sake, I will now say, Shalom Aleichem. Because of the house of Yehovah our Elohim, I will seek thy good. So we must send Shalom before us to prepare the way for the Tsar Shalom, Prince of Peace, and his kingdom to grow and show up and demonstrate his majesty. This is why the body of Mashiach has been so powerless. We have failed to prepare the way for him by sending Shalom before us. Yeshua teaches the disciples that if they send Shalom and proclaim the kingdom, then they have the authority to do the awesome miracles that we have so longed to see and believed for. It was right under our noses and we haven't seen it. We are blind, having eyes we can't see. Open our eyes, Abba Father. Send Shalom to our eyes and our thoughts so we can walk in your truth, power, and Shalom kingdom. Please keep building, and we pray that you will send more laborers into the harvest. Let us never forget Abba and continue to pray. Yivareka Yehovah v'yishmereka. Ye'er panaf aleka v'kuneka. Yisa Yehovah panaf aleka v'yasem leka Shalom. May Yehovah bless you and keep you. May Yehovah make his face shine on you and show you his favor. May Yehovah lift his face toward you and give you peace. In this way, we are to put his name on the people of Israel so that he will bless
you. Shalom Alechem. Peace be with you. This bracha. His blessing, Yeshua Tsar Shalom, gives us his bracha of Shalom. Shalom Alechem, peace be with you. Kingdoms of this world, his blessings have come unto all generations by the blood of Yahshua, by his blood. Dashmo Umakuno, may his name and his kingdom grow. Shema Yisrael, hear the voice of the Father. Yahuwah Echad, he is one. Yahuwah is one over all the kingdoms of the earth. His blessings have come unto all generations by the blood. Yahushua, by the blood,
changing blood of Yahushua,
Yahushua, by his blood, Yahushua,
by his blood,
by his life,
changing words of Yahushua.
Shalom Alechem.
Shalom, Shaul Dog here for the Yahshuan Radio Network. I would like to introduce you to some of our homegrown teachers and hosts who are featured on this network. We have Shoshana Swan with Chavra. We have Pastor Jim Morgan with the Out of Babylon radio program. Also, the new Oyen Town with your hosts, Christopher Fredrickson and J.J. Rocks. We also have Paul Neeson with the Torah Life Show. And then there's yours truly with the Messianic Jewish Moment. All kinds of different styles and teachings for every learning level. New lessons are added weekly, so be sure to keep coming back. And we thank you for listening to the Yahshuan Radio Network, where people can be delivered and not deceived.